going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome on back into the program. Whoo, it has been a day. It has been a day, and we were only 51 minutes into the first hour.
We are cooking.
Stick around at 5 o'clock. KNBC9's Matt Fleener will join us to talk about an investigation he has coming up.
Are we getting fleenered?
We are getting fleenered at 5. And I'm going to talk to him, by the way, about that, because he's sort of become the guy that is known as the guy that sparked the wider discussion about cracking down on all of the trash around town. And it's not just Missouri. Kansas 69 Highway right now is a dump. And I told you we traveled last week. We were in Georgia. We were in South Carolina. There was not a speck of debris on any highway that we traveled. There were signs saying, I think it was a $1,200 fine and jail.
Yeah.
If you are caught littering. And there, they clearly have some sort of topper on their hauling debris trucks.
I was in Nashville last October, and that was the first thing that I was looking for as we were driving around town was trash on the highways. And, you know, Nashville is a wonderful town, but when I think of Nashville, I don't think Nashville's cleaner than Kansas City.
I don't either.
Spotless.
And then when you come back here, it looks worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I drove by a bumper on the way in. I drove by a chair on the side of the highway. I mean, yeah.
I saw it. So we'll ask him about that. His investigation is actually about something different and very important. More than 100 deaths and injuries through restraint, sometimes illegal restraint, of those either being arrested and or incarcerated. And we'll talk to Matt about that in the 5 o'clock hour. On a lighter note, today is Fountain Day. Did you notice? It's a little gray outside today. But all of the fountains today will be turned on.
We have the second most fountains in the world within the city boundaries of Kansas City. Who beats us?
Is it Spain?
Rome.
Oh. Yeah, 200 fountains, 48 of them are publicly owned, which means a whole bunch of them are privately owned. Public celebration happened this afternoon at Mill Creek Park, started a few minutes ago. Fountains here date back to the late 1800s, and in 1973, the City of Fountains Foundation was established by a Hallmark executive, as well as his spouse, after the two took a trip to Italy and found many of the fountains in disrepair. I had no idea. Happy Fountain Day, everybody.
We have some very, very iconic ones. The Meyer Circle Fountain, the Paseo Fountain. You had mentioned Mill Creek Park. I think that's called the Dream Fountain now.
Yep.
We changed its name a couple years ago.
We are going to talk about this a little later in the program. We are very, very stacked today with stuff. But they have updated the health risks of the 8 food dyes that the FDA says they will now ban. And those health risks include cancer and behavioral issues. And you remember we mentioned this on the program yesterday afternoon. And one of the things that the policymakers were saying about this, kind of in between the lines,
right,
that banning the dyes is not going to solve all of the United States' behavioral issues and diagnoses in children, but it is a start.
But yeah, you will likely see a difference. Now, that difference will take a long time to go into effect.
Are they trying to say, Sam, that some of these dyes are, there is some sort of correlation to the heightened autism
ADHD,
risk and ADHD?
You name it. I know multiple people who have children who are on the spectrum who their doctor specifically told them to avoid red dye 40. One of them used to work for this very radio group.
So that's right. I absolutely remember that.
Yeah.
Red dye number 3 has already been banned. There's some yellows in there. There's some blues in there. Blue number 1 is derived from petroleum, and it is what gives your M&Ms the blue hue.
Yep. A lot of it's in candies. There are certain chip companies that use a lot of these dyes, sodas.
Why have we allowed this for so long?
One answer, lobbyists.
Blue number 2, by the way, Skittles and blueberry Pop-Tarts.
I believe all of the 7 that they are trying to ban. The ban has not gone into effect yet. They are just putting out a big red flag advisory saying, stop using these.
Listen to this,
Sam. We're
going
to ban them.
Researchers in Poland in a 2021 study wrote, quote, this is in Poland, blue number 2 cannot be considered safe for human consumption. Mm-hmm. A lot of these dyes have petroleum in it.
Fun fact, drinking oil or eating oil is not good for the body. It's weird.
Citrus red number 2 is on here. It's used to color the peels of oranges, particularly those grown in Florida. Am I the only one that did not know we are using coloring to dye
oranges? Fruits and vegetables? Oh, absolutely. We've been doing it for a very long time because when you start mass producing those foods, they don't have the time to grow the way that they grow in nature. And so they don't look like they used to. And to make them more appetizing to the consumer so that you sell more on the shelf, they give them a richer color through dye.
Artificial green dye called Fast Green FCF is on the list. It is produced through chemical synthesis. It is found in canned peas and sherbet. It is banned in Europe and has been linked to a significant increase in bladder tumors in rats.
I believe all 7 that are on the list are banned in Europe and have been for quite some time. The studies from the FDA date back to the early 1990s.
Mountain Dew and Twinkies on the list for yellow dye number 5. What color is everything going to be now? Gray? I don't care.
Well,
I'd rather not drink petroleum.
We should go back to nature to get those colors like we used to.
913-586-7798. When we get back, what to do with a dangerous dog in the Northland and huge update in the Scott Peterson case. Wow. If you have not watched that documentary, please do. We will be talking about it at length this week. Back with more straight ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.